Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas. I got you for the beginning of this week. And man, first episode since the Philadelphia Phillies season is officially over. Well, at least first episode for me. We had one on Friday as well, but first episode for me. And boy, I was hoping, you know, you listened to the last pod, I was really hoping that Phillies could get it back to the bank for game five and could pull out, you know, a little comeback being down 2-0. And that wasn't the case. After game three, you got a little hope. I had a little hope, and you were hoping that this team could get it back to Philadelphia for game five, and I didn't think it happened in that elimination game, the winner take all. And not to be, not to be. And really on today's show, I kind of just want to take a step back after the weekend and, you know, would love to get your thoughts, and I'm going to give you mine. You can give me your thoughts. You could tweet me how you feel at @Rojas_media_ and let me know how you feel after you've had kind of the weekend to take in. You know, on Thursday night, Phillies and just no words in that fashion that they lost. We're gonna get into all of it today. I mean, you know, I haven't done an episode since previewing game four, so I want to give you kind of how I feel after I've had the weekend to you know, sit back and think about how it ended with the Dodgers, you know, going against the Dodgers and losing that series. And then I just want to kind of tell you how I feel, and then just thoughts on how I feel about the series overall, you know, bad things, but also good things that you might not want to hear, but if you want to hear those good things, you can stick around for them a little later on in the show. And then we'll get to a little bit of around Major League Baseball, because there was also some ALCS and NL, well, ALCS game one last night, and then NLCS game one is tonight as well. So we can talk about those a little later on in the show. But just to start, this is how I feel even after the weekend, and still feel the same that I did like the day after on Friday. Here's how I feel about the Phillies, the way the season ended and them losing in the divisional series back-to-back years now. Two words that I come around to: disappointed, like all of you, like everybody else, definitely disappointed, but also I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed because, and I feel like this has been building up since probably like the beginning of this season. Me and Kyle Forsini, who also does Phillies Today episodes, we did I believe it was an overnight show on WIP a few months back, and we talked about what year may be the missed opportunity if the Phillies don't, you know, win with this core. And I said 2023. He says 2022, which I don't agree with, but I respect it. I bringing this up because I'm annoyed, going with the annoyed part here. I'm annoyed because I'm thinking about, as this core, as the, again, another year, they don't win the World Series. I'm thinking about 2023 and just the opportunity that you had to win. The opportunity that you had to win that year. You were up 2-0 on the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks were a team that, I get it, got hot at the right time, but still, the Phillies beat themselves that series. They should have beat the Diamondbacks. They were a better team, a much better team, and they should have won that series, should have. And then they would have had potentially a good shot to beat the Texas Rangers. And I'm not, I really am, this is how I feel. I'm disappointed that they lost to the Dodgers. I am disappointed. But I also, and I think all of us can see this, I also, this was the marquee matchup of the postseason. This was the marquee matchup. Disappointed, but at the same time, the Dodgers are the defending champs. I felt like going into this series that the series could go either way. In the end, I had Phillies in five, and obviously didn't turn out to be true, but I also saw a world where the Dodgers got it done in five games. They ended up getting it done in four, but like, I'm just not surprised that they won the series. So I'm not actually like upset with this team this year, because I felt like it was a fairly close series. Like, you know, games one and two and four were all close games and all came down to the wire. And game three was the only game that the Phils, you know, blew the Dodgers out for the most part. So I'm not like this. They went up against a really good team that might win the World Series again. They might. They're in the NLCS again, and I'm picking them to beat the Brewers, and they have a good shot to repeat. So I'm not like upset at the Phillies for losing to the Dodgers. Disappointed, but I'm not upset. It's just the more that these years go by and the window is clearly closing. Now, I don't think it's closed, but it's closing. It is shutting. It's on its way down. I don't know how far down it is, but it's going down. It's probably like 75% shut. And the more and more it gets shut, the more I just keep thinking about 2023. We think about the 2008 team and we're like, well, or we think about the 2007 to 2011, that run. And we do think about missed opportunities in years like 2011 and even 2009, like being really close to beating the Yankees. But the Yankees were really good. But 2011, having the best record in baseball and like, how the heck did they lose to the Cardinals? All that, right? But at least they had 2008. This core, they haven't even won a World Series. 2022, did have a 2-1 lead on the Astros, but the Astros were also a really good team, and they ended up getting it done. And the Phillies do not have a World Series with this core at all. So it does, it really does annoy me. Like, at least with the 07 to 11 team, they got one. This core does not have one. And the more and more time goes on here, the more I do think about 2023, and I'm like, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to have that happen where this core of like Harper and Turner and, you know, Kyle Schwarber, depending on if he comes back, and Castellanos and Nola and Wheeler and all these guys and JT. And I just, the more and more time goes on here, I'm like, man, this team's not going to get one. And 2023 is the year, and we're going to be looking back like, how the heck did they not win that year? How the heck did they not win? That's the number one thing that I think about coming away from this series. It really is not. Well, you know, I'm upset that they didn't win this year. I'm like, of course there is some like being a little upset, but it's more about like, okay, well, they lost to the Dodgers. And even 2024, it was like, well, yeah, they lost to the Mets and they should have been able to beat that Mets team. But at the same time, they would have ran into the Dodgers the next round, and the Dodgers were a really good team. And if they didn't beat the Dodgers that year, it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe the Dodgers were destined to win the World Series that year. So it's just tough, man. It's just tough. I'm disappointed and I'm annoyed. That those are like the two words that, I mean, I guess the word that, yeah, it's a combination of those both. I don't even know. There must be a combination. There must be like one word of that combination of words. But just frustrated because I can't help but think about 2 years ago and think about how I slammed the table and said, we are not about to lose the Diamondbacks after the bottom of the eighth inning in game seven. And I realized like, wait, we're actually about to lose to the Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. So that's really what I took away. I want to know how you feel though. Again, I would love to know, you know, how you feel. I don't think there's anybody that feels positive about the way the season ended, but I'm just curious to know, you know, what your thoughts are. And of course we're going to get into everything this offseason. This is a big offseason. It feels like the last couple of offseasons have been, you know, for the most part, pivotal, especially last year. And then definitely this year. I mean, this year is their biggest offseason, like without a doubt. You got Schwarber's a free agent. JT is a free agent. Ranger could potentially go to another team. Are they going to trade Castellanos? There's a lot to look at, and we're going to do it all this offseason. So we're going to have the entire offseason. So keep it locked. We're going to have Phillies Today daily here with myself and the other guys. So, you know, keep it locked for sure. So we're going to get into all that. Who stays, who goes. I see our people already doing those pods. We have the whole offseason. We're going to do everything, I promise. So we will be here. Okay. Thoughts on the NLDS overall with the Phillies losing in four games to the Dodgers. And I know, especially in like sports radio, now I know I'm doing a podcast here, but I know in sports radio that you need to have like, you got to have a take of like, it's like we all, and not even just sports radio, but it feels like sports radio, but like also, you know, fans and people in general, it feels like we always want to do this thing where we like put the number one blame on why the Phillies lost, right? Like why a team lose, why the Eagles lose, Phillies lose, Sixers lose, whatever, right? And I get it. I mean, if you want to play the game of like, if you had to pick one thing, I'm not going that route for this pod. Here's how I genuinely feel after this series, watching that series. There is not one singular thing to put a blame on. I don't think there's one thing to look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At and say, and I honestly, I think this is pretty logical, and I think a lot of people feel this way, to be honest. that maybe I'm not in really the minority here. Although I have had heard a few things on about one thing, and we can get into that too. I really do feel like it's a mix of three things. It's a mix of three things, and there's not really like one thing to point to and say like that's the biggest thing. That's the reason why. I don't feel that way. Three things where there were problems in this series. The offense did not get it done when they needed them to, number one. Especially games one and four. They did not get it done when they needed to. And even parts of three. You know, they didn't really get it going until late where they scored a couple of runs and almost came back. Offense, especially in game one and game four, come to mind. Number two, bullpen not coming through when they needed them to come through. Whether it was Robertson, whether it was Kirkering, whether it was Matt Strom, didn't get it done when they needed them to. High leverage spots, didn't get it done. Rob Thompson's decisions to put relievers in certain spots. Now, I have for a long time really felt like out of all the sports that, you know, NBA coaches, NFL coaches, and NHL coaches, out of the four major sports, that baseball managers mattered the least. And maybe I don't put enough weight on managers' decisions and how much their decision-making can have an effect on a game. Maybe that's just me, and maybe that's something that I need to put a little more weight on. Maybe it's a me thing. It definitely is. But I feel like the Rob Thompson decision-making is probably at the bottom of those three. I'm not saying there's 0%. I'm saying it's at the bottom of those three. I think offense and bullpen, they get about, like, what, 30 to 35% each of the blame. So I'd probably put 70 to maybe like 75% between those two. And Rob Thompson's decision-making, probably 25% of the blame in the series. I think the whole Rob Thompson needing to be fired and like, oh my gosh, like it's like, I understand criticism, but I think it's a little too over the top. I mean, probably bringing Kirkering right after Luzardo, maybe not the best decision. The way he handled Robertson and Strom in game one, maybe not the best decisions, but you know, those guys are still supposed to be a part of your back end of your bullpen in high leverage spots. So it's not like, yeah, you could maybe brought in Duran, maybe there in the situation right there when the game mattered in game one. I understand that. I get it. I totally get that. I get that. I understand that. We'll get to the. I want to go down the list here real quick though. Offense games one and four. Game one, yes, they did score three runs off Ohtani early, but the offense disappeared after that, and they didn't do anything at all the rest of the game. And the Dodgers offense wasn't that great in the series either, but they got the hits when they needed them to. The Teoscar Hernandez home run off Strom, that was huge. That was huge. And yes, the bullpen was a big part to blame in that game one and throughout the series. But the offense in game one, after that second inning, they didn't do anything. Like, fine, yeah, you got it done early, but like, needed a little more. Needed just a little more. And the Dodgers got that a little more. Game four, I know Glasnow is still a good pitcher and whatnot. But I mean, if we're just looking at the strengths of the team, I mean, the offense was great the game before. You have to get more than one run. You have to find a way to get another run. The Dodgers did, even though it was like on the Orion Kirkering way to end that game, and I still haven't even gotten into that at all. Even game two, like the offense really was non-existent until late. It just the Dodgers' offense was getting it done when they needed them to. Phillies' offense didn't get it done when they needed them to at all. Like, yeah, game three, like, yeah, but they got up early off the Schwarber home run and they kind of just rode that till the end. And that was easy. Games one, two, and four, when the offense really needed them to, you know, needed to come up with something, they just couldn't find a way to get it done. And it really feels like the theme of this offense is like they can be great, but when And I know backs were against the wall in game three too. It was an elimination game. But when their backs are really against the wall and they're not finding ways to get runs across the board and get the hits in the big spots, they just can't do it for some reason. So offense, definitely blame. Bullpen not coming through when they needed him to come through. Again, Kirkering, Strom, even Robertson a little bit. Duran walking in a run. You can say what you want about the Ohtani walk. I mean, I'd intentionally walk the best hitter in the world to get a force in any base. So I didn't hate that. And Duran, I don't think, had ever walked in a run before that. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Bullpen needed to come through when they needed them to. And then Rob Thompson's decision to put relievers in certain spots. Like I said, I think it probably gets the least blame, but changed my mind. I just don't. Yeah, I understand. Ranger could have been used in certain spots in games one and two. I don't understand why he wasn't used if he was available. That was kind of weird. Walker Buehler wasn't used in the series at all. And I know Kirkering with inherited runners, not the best this year. And I totally get that. I totally get it. I get it. All I'm saying is, like, I get it. I do think he deserves some blame. But I think the over the top of, like, I heard somebody call into Broads over the weekend and he was crying. First off, why are you crying? He was crying because the way Rob Thompson has been managing this team, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, which that had me baffled for a lot of reasons, but that's a whole nother can of worms. So those are my three things that I blame: offense, bullpen, and Thompson's decisions. Just want to give a credit real quick, credit to starting pitching for, they pitched their ass off this series. Sanchez in games one and four, Lizardo in game two, and then even coming out of the pen in game four. And then credit to Nola and Ranger for the piggyback job that they did in games three, because look, we're talking about blame, we're talking about the negatives, but I do want to give credit to where credit is due. Credit goes to those guys right there. Again, Sanchez, Nola, Ranger, Lizardo, those guys got to get the credit. They have to get credit where credit is due, because they did a fantastic job as well. Also want to give credit to Alec Bohm and JT Realmuto for having the series that they did, because really outside of those two, there were other guys that were okay, but not really. It was really just, if you're just looking at numbers wise, like this JT 6-for-17 and Bohm was 4-for-12 with 6 walks, like they were your best offensive guys. And I know Schwarber's OPS is so big because of game three, but you know, Schwarber outside of that wasn't all that great. But congrats to him for moving up to third all time on the home run postseason list, which is pretty cool. But just credit to starting pitching, credit to JT and Bohm for the jobs they did in the series, because I do think we talk about it a lot about the negatives, and I get it after the playoffs. That's what we're going to do. But credit to those guys. ALCS game one, Mariners beat the Blue Jays 3-1 last night. Game two will be tonight at 5:03. And then NLCS game one between the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight at 8:08. So actually, really wanted to, real quick, wanted to mention it because I thought I'd get into it a little more, but I haven't to this point. You just got a feel for, just to end the show here, got a feel for Orion Kirkering. You know, everyone was blaming, a lot of people were blaming him. A lot of people were talking about, like, oh, why didn't he throw to first base? Like, right. It was the right thing to do, for sure, clearly. You don't think Kirkering, like, afterwards knew that, and that he just clearly, he talked about it. He clearly just blacked out and he folded under the pressure. And you feel for the kid. It's, you just kind of forget that, you know, we talk about, like, oh, he should have threw it to first base and stuff like that. Well, it's like, these guys are human beings, man. Like, Yes, he's a professional pitcher, and of course he gets like needs to be criticized. I mean, you got to make that, At least get to the 12th inning if you make that play. It's a shame. It's really a shame the way that ended. I'm really proud of Philly's players for, you know, for consoling him and for being there for him afterwards. I mean, because that, like we've all talked about already, we've all talked about on social media and other media outlets, like that's going to change his life forever, at least for the near future. Right. And I don't know. I think maybe it's being a little overdone about like he's going to get, oh, they need to trade him. Like maybe. And maybe that might end up being the best thing. But I don't know. I think the majority of people feel bad for him and aren't like sitting there saying like, oh, well, he's the reason. It's not like, I mean, Bill Buckner was really bad. And that, I don't even know if Buckner stay a Red Sox player after that? I don't even know. Because that was what, 86? And he was traded the next year to the Angels, like mid-season. So, I mean, he was actually on the Red Sox afterwards. But it's just, it's a shame the way it ended. It really was devastating in a way, the way that it ended. I stood in front of the TV, just stood there for like 5 minutes, just shocked, like no words, like absolutely just no words. Like literally just didn't say anything. But unbelievable way to lose. But that's going to do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today. I'll be back later this week. Make sure you stay tuned for Phillies Today. We're going to have you throughout the whole offseason, pivotal offseason. So make sure you stay tuned into Phillies Today. That'll do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.